On your knees, Bert. This is how the world ends. Someone begs, and someone stands over him with a gun.
Welcome back to Talking at Noon. Wow, a rough episode. Now, we're going to talk all things Darkness at Noon in just a sec, but first, spoiler alert, Sam is dead. John was arrested, Linda gave birth, Miguel did look at the flowers, and the yellow arm was moved. Badass stuff. Your thoughts, Carmen?
I was blown away. I mean, every assumption I had was turned upside down.
Hi.
Hi. Come on in. Would you like a glass of wine, red or white?
No, I'm fine. Wow. You've really been working overtime.
Well, I didn't know if you'd eaten.
Maybe I will have a glass of wine. Red. Nervous?
Well, we're just talking, right? It doesn't mean anything.
Right. You can always say no. The election is in 8 months, the debate's in 6, and the candidate announcement Monday.
This Monday?
Yes, that's the filing deadline.
Eli, that's in 4 days.
Yes, but the good news is that we're ready to go. We have a plan in place, we've done some initial polling. Alicia, things just move faster now. They just do.
You have the polling?
Yes. If the election were held today, and the only candidates were you and Castro, you would win by 8 points.
So you think it'll just be me and Castro?
Alicia, just wait a minute. You have to hear these things first. 8 points. You would win by 8 points.
Yes. That's good, right?
That's not just good. That's remarkable. That kind of gap just doesn't exist in Cook County.
I just don't think it lasts. Good news tends not to last.
And that's what I like about you. You're always looking for the bad. But there are so many disasters in a campaign that you have to acknowledge the non-disasters when they happen.
Good. But people don't really know me yet. And Castro will try to define me.
Yes, before you define yourself.
I'll go after the clients I represent.
Correct. Your brand now, Saint Alicia.
Eli, I wish you would say that with at least a hint of irony.
No, irony is dead now. You're campaigning. JFK could be funny. You can't. There's too many bloggers out there quoting every ironic comment as truth.
Okay, stop joking.
Good. Another part of your brand is that you stood by your husband.
6 years ago.
Yes, but that image of you beside him is still bumping around the internet. You look better now. People like that. You survived, you prospered, you didn't divorce. I know, but people don't need to see the messiness.
But Castro will make them see the messiness.
Yes, but he has to be careful or he'll look like a bully. He knows he can't go too far, because we have some oppo research of our own.
Such as?
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Oh, yeah, right. I invited your campaign manager over so you can meet him.
What? Wait, Eli, you're my campaign manager.
No, you need someone full-time. I'm Peter's chief of staff.
No, I can't. Who is it? I mean, if I do decide to run.
Johnny Elfman. You'll like him. He's a top campaign op. He consulted on the Obama 2012 win. He turned around to hide.
Eli, wait, no.
Okay, listen. You know I said things move faster now? That's this. Talk to him. Meet him. Question him. This is his job interview. If you don't like him, just pull me aside after 20 minutes and say he's not for you and we'll keep looking.
20 minutes?
Mm-hmm. I have to answer the door now.
No, I will. Hi, I'm Alicia Florek.
Johnny Elfman.
Can I get you some wine, Mr. Elfman?
No, thank you. I'm fine. Is Eli
here, Johnny?
Eli, do you have a second? Would you excuse us, Mrs. Florek? Eli. What the hell?
You said you'd listen to her.
No, I said I'd listen to you. I thought this was your apartment.
Well, you're here now. Just listen to her. If you don't like her in 20 minutes, just pull me aside and say no thanks.
I hate her.
The wife? Why? She's just trying to protect
him. Because she took his guns. She wants him not to be normal, not a badass.
I just think she's so repressed. She had to do something like that.
Oh, she's definitely repressed. But...
this is so disrespectful. You're trying to get me pregnant with her.
I knew you'd just say no if you didn't meet her.
She's a first-timer. I'm finished with first-timers. They have lives. They have...
Hey. It's okay. Is my mom here?
Hi, Grace. Yes.
Okay.
They have kids.
What's going on? There's school choir tonight. I told you.
Okay, I need you to do it in your room, okay?
Okay, with you.
Everything all right, gentlemen? Should we do this another time?
No. John just had some questions, but now they're answered, right?
Yeah.
The plan is a speech on the steps of the courthouse. The governor introducing you, then you speaking for 5 minutes, introducing yourself.
Isn't it a mistake to use Peter? Won't it look like I'm in his shadow?
No. The only way your story... The only way your story gets traction is a good visual. They'll show the old shot of you standing by Peter in disgrace and this new shot of Peter standing by you in triumph. That's the story.
What do you think, Mr. Altman?
About
what Eli just said.
I'm reserving judgment.
It doesn't seem like there's time to reserve judgment.
And yet here I am, reserving it.
Anyway, our first strategic move is embracing the governor. Peter brings in the big bucks and also reminds voters of your concept.
Why do you want to run, Mrs. Florek?
Excuse me?
Why do you want to run for state's attorney, Mrs. Florek?
Because the current state's attorney is using the office politically.
And how's he doing that?
He's prosecuting people not because they've done anything wrong, but because he doesn't like them. Or he doesn't like the people associated with them.
And how would you...
I'm not finished yet. Do you want me to finish? There's been more corruption in the current state's attorney's office than at any point since...
Since your husband.
Do you have an issue with me, Mr. Altman?
I don't even know you, ma'am.
Do you have an issue with my running?
There's always a point during the campaign where I'm not proud of myself, where I've lied to a reporter or smeared an innocent bystander or badgered a friend into giving money. But I do it willingly because I believe in the candidate, Mrs. Florek. So, yes, I have an issue with you or anyone who considers running. Are you up to it? Because I'm not some dilettante.
Neither am I.
I built my life on winning, on hating the enemy and loving my candidate.
I've got it.
I'm not your superhero, Mr. Elfman. You want to go find someone to restore your faith in humanity. Don't waste my time. Or yours.
Hey, Mom, it's for you. It's work.
It was nice to meet you, Mr. Elfman.
Well?
What's up? I don't understand. What happened?
His bishop, he got a subpoena.
For what?
All records associated with his real estate holdings.
Well, that's good. There's nothing wrong with his real estate holdings.
Right. Which is why we comply with the subpoena. Bishop is our client.
They're not after Bishop, they're after me.
We don't know that, and it doesn't matter.
It does matter.
Wait,
Bishop's innocent, right?
Of the real estate charge. Yes.
They say he failed to pay real estate taxes on property used for commercial purposes.
Okay, then we comply. There's nothing there, so we should
show the state's attorney there's nothing there.
Alicia, they only want us to comply so they can use that precedent in front of a judge on my criminal case. It's the camel nose under the tent.
Hi. Grace sent up the bat signal.
Sure, in her room.
You're saying every housewife is the same.
That's not what I'm saying.
Come on.
Who is that?
I have no idea.
It's like a Marx Brothers movie in here.
It doesn't matter, Carrie. He's our client. We can't favor you over him or him over you.
Tough cookie. Hi. No, it's going very well. Yes. No, I haven't shown that to her yet.
You haven't shown her the opposition research. Why not?
Because you don't start with the dirt.
You end with it. Same thing I did with you.
How dirty is it?
I can't tell you that, Peter. This is for Alicia, not you.
Anything about me in there?
We can't do this, Peter.
I'm not her campaign manager. Talk to him.
Oh, who'd you get, by the way?
Johnny Elfman.
Johnny Elfman? I thought he was in Ohio.
He was in Ohio, but he wanted to broaden his scope.
To a state's attorney's race?
Well, to this state's attorney's race.
How's he looking these days?
Elfman, what do you mean?
I heard he was in a motorcycle accident.
Scar on his face or something like that.
I can't see anything. I gotta go.
Listen, I want to be kept on the loop on this.
I understand.
Yes, but all of your rationales for running were negative. They were all about what the current state's attorney's doing wrong.
That's because he...
Yes, but you need to find a positive reason for running.
Give me an example.
Why'd you get into law?
I like clarity. I like rules that tell me what's right and wrong.
And you wanted to help people with those rules?
No. I know I'm supposed to say yes, but I just wanted to be inside something that made sense to me. I never thought about...
People?
Yeah.
Maybe don't put that in the stump speech.
Okay.
Okay, what?
Okay, Johnny needs to take you through the opposition research.
The research of Castro?
No, of you.
The skeletons in my closet?
Yes.
That's a lot of skeletons.
You ever seen The Matrix?
Yes.
Remember when they show Keanu a red pill and a blue one? And if he takes the red pill, he'll keep going down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
This is the red pill.
What's the blue pill?
You tell us you don't want to run.
Let's go.
Clients.
I know. Colin Sweeney and Lamont Bishop.
And the Paisley Group.
Why the Paisley Group?
Mr. Paisley spoke out on Israel.
And that matters in a state's attorney's race?
Israel matters in every race.
But won't it look opportunistic if I just drop them as clients?
Yes, which is why you only drop Bishop. He's the one that hurts you the most, and there's reason to drop him. The firm's representation of your law partner means you're conflicted out, right?
Right.
Good. So we need that to happen before the announcement.
I'll meet with him tomorrow.
Okay, good. Now, your son, Zach. He got his girlfriend, Nisa Delmar, pregnant last year, and they had an abortion. Now, there's nothing much to be done about it as a campaign issue, but you should be prepared for questions. Mostly because when the abortion happened, he was 17 and she was 16, and because she's Muslim.
Alicia, we don't want to bring these things up, but we're just afraid you're going to be sandbagged during the campaign.
It's the working mother question. Were your children unsupervised while you were at work? It's sexist, I know, but you may get hit with that from the conservative press.
How do you know this? Is this a campaign smear?
Yes, but we can't deny it, unfortunately.
Why?
Because it happened.
When?
Last year. August.
What day?
August 5th.
How do you know?
We have a record from the abortion clinic.
Do you know how many months pregnant?
No.
She was 16. She was a minor?
Yes.
Did they have the abortion in Illinois?
Yes.
The parents of a minor have to be notified in Illinois.
Yes, and they were. I know this is hard, Mrs. Florek, but everything that you're feeling now will be used against you later. So it's important to inure yourself. I'm sorry. Tell me when you're ready to move on.
I'm sorry. I need to make a phone call.
Alicia, you can't.
I'll be right back.
Are you calling your son?
That's none of your business.
Well, you get his voicemail. You can't leave a message. Nothing specific. It can be used against you.
Hey, what's up?
Our son had an abortion. Did you know that?
What?
Did Zach tell you he had an abortion on August 5th when he was supposed to be touring colleges in Boston?
Wait,
where are you hearing this from?
Opposition research. What do you think?
No, he never said anything.
We're cutting him off without a cent, you know that.
He can buy his own friggin' way through college or get Nisa's parents to do it.
Nisa? Not Becca?
August 5th. Nisa. Every time he's been lying to me. It's all in your head, Mom. I don't smoke pot, Mom.
I'm a good boy. Well, let's see how he deals.
All right, Alicia, listen to me.
Don't you dare tell me to calm down.
He lied to me.
I know. Sorry.
But I want you to let me talk to him.
No.
This one's mine.
You've reached Zach's voicemail. I'm in class right now or sleeping it off. Leave a message.
Zach. It's Mom. Call me back.
You have kids?
No. No time.
So what does the elk symbolize?
Oh, easy. The soul of Michael rising from the dead. Reincarnated.
You know, that's his master's voice. Mr. Governor, good evening.
You told Alicia that Zach got an abortion?
Yes.
Why?
Because he did.
Eli, this is becoming...
Yes.
Are you going to bring up the intern?
I can't tell you that, Mr. Governor.
Eli, I'm not sleeping with her.
I understand that, but opera research is not just about what's true. It's about where we're vulnerable.
Listen, Eli, you bring her up, and it becomes a thing, and I cannot deal with any more things.
I gotta go.
I will deal with this here. Lauren will not be an issue in Alicia's campaign, okay?
I'll talk to you, Mr. Governor.
Peter? Asking how you knew about Zach?
Yeah.
You, sure you want to continue, Mrs. Ford? We can stop right here.
Why? Let's do it. I'm inured.
Okay. Well, there are some issues with your brother and your mom.
Of course there are.
Gay support, especially financial support, it matters to your campaign. That's why your brother's actions matter.
What did he do?
Well, he's been having an affair with a married Palestinian man who also does barebacked gay porn under the name Phil.
I don't know how to answer that.
It's the affair with the married man that's the most problematic.
Well, that and the barebacked gay porn.
Yeah, and the porn.
Yeah.
These issues tend to create a division within the gay community.
So you want me to break up the affair with the Palestinian?
No, it's just Owen has a tendency to talk, and Castro will have video trackers.
It's Boston College, Mom. I have to go see it. Really, it means a lot.
The story could get pinned to any visual, pixelated gay porn. We need him to lay low for a little while.
Okay. Talk to Zach and Owen. Now, Mom. What about Mom?
She hit a child in a department store.
What?
A 5-year-old child, Greg Weymouth. Veronica took him over her knee and, spanked him.
Why would she do that?
I don't know. But there's videotape.
There's videotape of her hitting a child.
We just need her to apologize to the family, fend off any possible suits.
Okay. Talk to Mom about hitting children. Next, what about Grace? What did she do? Turning tricks after school?
Well, actually... No, that was a joke. Grace is good.
Christianity 3, Atheism 0.
Yes. Talking up atheism.
I know.
If you need to talk about religion, and you shouldn't talk about religion, just say you're struggling. Just say you're an agnostic who's struggling.
Right, I'll get on that. Anything else?
Well, now it's time to turn to you, Mrs. Fleur. Your issues.
Can't wait. Yes, this is a photo of me with my boss, Will Gardner, at a hotel reception desk researching a case, a rape case.
Can you substantiate that?
Well, Will's dead, so not from him, but I'm sure you can from the clerk there.
Do you remember her name?
It was 5 years ago, but I can look back in my files.
That would be good, thank you. And how about this?
Isn't it lovely how your whole life gets documented? I lived for 13 years in Highland Park in complete obscurity, going to lunches with my tennis friends, picking up the kids from school, drinking a glass of wine at 5, and no one cared. No one bothered to look in on me. Now people care. It almost gives you a warm feeling.
Castro intends to use that.
Use what? That photo?
The timestamp reads 8:27 a.m. and Mr. Pomar's leaving your apartment.
Yes. Well, I don't like my kids seeing who I sleep with. How could they get out in time for their abortions?
Okay. Remember what I said about irony during campaigns?
I was taking Finn through his testimony that morning for his essay disciplinary panel.
And he'll back you up on this?
It's the truth.
It's our understanding, Mrs. Florek, that he's prosecuting your law partner and that you have fought.
In court.
And that he was asked to run and then forced to quit before you decided to run. What's that?
Talk to Zach, Owen, Mom, and Finn Palmar. See if any of them plan to screw me over.
And Lamont Bishop.
Right. And fire him as a client. Anything else?
Yes, the governor has...
That's okay, John. That's enough for now.
No, what is it?
We just want to do a little more digging before we present you with this.
If it's about Peter, I'm ready.
It's okay.
Is it about Glenda?
What?
Is it about Glenda's one-night stand with Peter? Because I know about that already.
Who's Glenda?
She's an investigator who used to work in the SA's office. She slept with my husband. Now she works at my firm.
Do we have that one?
We'll look into it.
Glenda won't talk. But if you're worried about what might complicate my campaign...
Let us do our job. I'll look into it, okay?
Okay. Well, this was fun.
You've passed basic training, Mrs. Ford. Are you running?
I don't know. Still contemplating.
You have till Monday to decide.
If it's any consolation, Mrs. Ford...
Alicia. Anyone who's pawed through my underwear drawer should really call me by my first name.
Alicia, I've sat through 18 of these come-to-Jesus moments with candidates, and you've handled it the best.
Great. Thank you.
Nice meeting you, Mrs. Florek.
You too, Mr. Elfman.
There are so many badasses in this show.
What?
You got Sam, Michael, Gifford.
There's only one.
No. He thinks he's a badass.
You know who's really
the
badass?
Isn't the whole point that the badass is the guy with the gun?
Big badass. Capital.
Hi.
Oh. What's up?
We've received your subpoena, the subpoena for your real estate holdings.
We believe it's a good idea to comply with this subpoena.
Good. I would agree. We've done nothing wrong.
That's right. But, we've run into a bit of a problem.
What problem?
We can't represent you anymore.
Why not?
I think I better leave for this discussion.
We represent Carrie. He's being prosecuted because of his relationship with you, and we're having difficulty representing both of you.
Why is that?
Well, we believe that this real estate attack by the SA is purely a Trojan horse to get at Carrie.
I don't understand.
Well, if we comply with the SA subpoena, we think they intend to use that compliance as a precedent in Carrie's case.
That's why we're suggesting you change representation. This is a list of 5 firms that we recommend, and they are all willing, no, excited, to take you on, and we can get you on the phone with them.
Mr. Bishop, it's best for your business that you work with another firm.
No.
The problem is, Mr. Bishop, the state's attorney is taking advantage of our conflict of interests. We need you to consider another firm.
No, but thank you. Is there anything else?
Mr. Bishop, I'm going to have to go to the judge to remove myself.
Do it. I'll say I need you as my attorney. Who do you think the judge will listen to?
Yes? Did you want to ask me something?
Did you sleep with Peter?
That's why we're meeting here and not in your office?
Now I understand why there was so much tension between you and Peter.
Did Alicia say...
No.
Did Peter say...
No.
Why are you asking?
Alicia's running for state's attorney. I need to know where my landmines are.
Well, this is not a landmine.
Really? Peter Florek sleeps with you while you're working at the state's attorney's office. Then he sleeps with prostitutes while you become Alicia's best friend?
Well, not best friend.
Out of all those things I just said, do you find objectionable the best friend charge? So you slept with him.
Eli, let me put this to you another way. You have nothing to worry about.
Glenda, I treat you with respect because I know that you know what my job entails. There is nothing that will bite me in the ass here.
Nothing. Unless you ask me again, there is nothing.
Believe me, this is the last lunch I wanted to have.
Good. Then we're okay.
So now we have to wait for lunch.
We could just go.
Without ordering or paying?
Yeah.
You don't think it's weird that she invited us both to her apartment at the same time? She wants something.
Oh, maybe she's pregnant again. She wants me to be the godfather.
God, what a frightening thought that would be. No, she wants money or something.
Why is that a frightening thought?
Oh, yay. Here we all are. Together. Family.
It's good to see you both.
Have you read The Goldfinch? It's such beautiful writing. It's all about art and life. So, you're probably wondering why I needed to meet with you.
No.
I'm thinking of running for state's attorney. And I needed to talk to you about a few do's and don'ts regarding talking to the press.
You're what?
Running for state's attorney.
Why?
I think I could do a good job of it.
How does this work with you being a lawyer?
Well, I'll still have my ongoing cases that I'll be involved with during my campaign.
But if you win, you'll have to quit.
Yes. I'll be state's attorney.
Where does this come from, Alicia?
So here's what I need from you two. My team worries that there are some issues in your life, both your lives.
My team? You're already talking about a team?
Why not just take a trip? You'd love Bali. This is empty nest syndrome. You know, I read this great book about
Mom,
it. Did you hit a kid in a department store? What? Did you hit a 5-year-old kid named Greg Weymouth in Broward's dress department?
That's crazy. Where'd you hear that?
It was videotaped.
Wait, are you kidding? This is fantastic.
It was a spanking. I didn't hit him.
Well, his parents are thinking of suing.
I was doing them a favor. The kid was running around in stores, yelling, knocking over things. It was
a public service.
Yes. Even though you're making fun of me, it was.
Well, I set up an appointment with the parents. I need you to apologize.
No. They should apologize to me. I was doing them a favor.
Mom, I need you to do this for me. It will become a news item. Now, Owen.
What did I do?
Why don't you join me in the kitchen?
Wait, why does Owen get privacy and I didn't?
Because mine's way worse. They just discovered the body.
Are you careful?
Am I careful? I tend to be. What do you mean?
Safe sex. HIV rates have been steadily climbing in the past.
I'm all good. Sis, don't worry your little head.
Phil's married. Did you know that?
Who's Phil?
He also performs in gay porn without protection. They looked into my background, and when they did, they looked into my family's, too. Owen! Owen!
Going. Yes.
Eli, do you have some issue with me?
No.
Well, just so you know, I'm not trying to undercut Alicia's campaign.
I didn't say you were.
Okay.
Okay, what?
Okay, fire her. Get her a new job in Springfield.
The intern?
Yes. Lauren Lighten, the intern. You've been trying to get rid of her for a month. Get her a job in the Senate. I think that Shaw's looking for someone.
Where's Lauren?
Down the hall.
Take her name off the security logs.
Really?
Lauren!
What?
You're fired. So, this is a nice change for us. Not yelling at each other in court.
There's a photo of you leaving my apartment at 8:30 a.m. on March 18th.
Really? Is it a good photo?
Depends.
Were we up to something naughty?
Witness prep?
Disgusting.
If they asked you about it, Finn, you'd say it was about the disciplinary hearing?
You mean the truth? Sure. Unless you want me to say I stayed the night.
Probably not.
Sorry, I'm in a funny mood. I don't know why. Right, I know why. Because I thought that maybe there was some tension between us. Because
You're trying to put my partner in prison?
Yeah. Kind of has a way of putting a crimp in the friendship.
And I thought there'd be tension because I'm thinking about running.
No. I think it's great. Honestly, I'm glad you called. Come on, take a cab, drink with me. What's wrong with you?
I better not.
What? Do something you regret, like? No witness prep.
There
you go. Castro wants to scare you from the rest by hitting you where you're vulnerable.
He said that?
I heard him say it. Careful.
Don't be vulnerable.
If you can help it.
You've reached Zach's voicemail. I'm in class right now or sleeping it off. Leave a message.
Zach, it's Mom. Something's come up. Call me tomorrow. Oh, no. No. One glass of wine, that's all.
Pull to the side of the road.
Good evening, Mrs. Slark. Have you been drinking?
How did you know my name?
Please step out of the car, ma'am. Nine steps forward, ma'am. Turn on the line. Nine steps back.
I've already agreed to a breathalyzer test.
Yes, you said that, ma'am. I need you to turn on the line. Nine steps back.
I have admitted to having one glass of wine, which would make my BAC well below the legal limit.
This is called a horizontal gaze nystagmus test. I need you to follow my flashlight.
Hello, what's wrong?
I was just pulled over, Eli. Damn it, for a DUI.
Oh, my God, where are you?
I'm in my car. I passed. I only had one glass of wine, but I think it was a setup.
Why?
Because I volunteered a breathalyzer, but he insisted on a roadside test.
Okay, I'll keep an eye on the blogs.
Good, call me.
Go into the traffic, man. Let's go.
Linda. Hello. I need a moment. It's nothing bad. 5 minutes. I know that's where you have your gun. You won't need it. This is Clyde and Jim.
Hi.
Your firm tried to drop me as a client. This is my best month in 5 years. I pay on time, I pay well. And yet your firm wanted to drop me. Why?
I don't know. I didn't even know that they tried to drop you.
Is it a subpoena?
I don't think so. There's nothing there.
Is it about Carrie? Is he in deeper trouble than I thought?
No.
Then I'm confused.
You should talk to Alicia.
Why? Galinda?
Alicia's considering running for state's attorney. I'm not sure if that's why, but it would make sense.
Thank you for doing this, Mrs. Weymouth. Veronica. We just wanted to apologize for the events of last week.
You mean when she hit my son?
Yes. Veronica realizes now that she was in the wrong.
Yes. I was in the wrong.
I'm sorry I'm late. Mrs. Weymouth, you're the governor's wife?
Yes, and this must be Greg. Hi. I'm sure my mother has expressed her deepest regrets at her overreacting last week. No.
I just see her smiling there. I deeply regret my overreaction.
We're hoping this settles the matter, Myra.
It does. That and $50,000.
What?
You don't want a suit. I get it. But Greg was scarred by this.
He was not scarred. If I had wanted to scar
him. Mom, Mrs. Weymouth, we're not going to just give you $50,000. Okay. I'll see you in court.
I should have spanked you, you bitch.
Oh, you know what? Let's go.
Just try.
Are you thinking you put your hand to my child?
I just hit you over my
knees. Please,
Mom, is that you?
Yeah, did Zach call?
No, come here. You have to see this.
What?
I'm Mrs. Flork. Jennifer, what's going on?
I'm just editing Grace's video.
But look, I have a Google alert on your name, and this popped up. It's cool, Mrs. Flork. Like Hillary, huh?
Oh, no, Eli.
No, but look. Look how much they raised. It just started 24 hours ago, and you already have $84,000.
But I haven't decided to run yet.
You have to run. People are giving money.
It's a pack, and we had nothing to do with it. I'm serious. Alicia, it is illegal for us to have anything to do with something like this. And even if it weren't, we didn't do this. Did you?
No, it's a popular expression of grassroots approval.
What's wrong?
Intern's here.
The intern is... Alicia, I have to call you back. You saw her here?
No. I have a security alert on my account in case the governor signs her back in. Right here.
When was the entrance?
10 minutes ago.
Where's the governor?
In his office. Door closed.
Damn it. Like a grade school around here.
What are you going to do?
Mr. Governor, I am seeing him. Hello.
Eli, I'd like you to meet an old friend of mine, Ramona Lighton.
I'm trying to convince her not to become a lobbyist.
Eli, gold.
Ramona Lighton, so you're Lauren's...
Don't you dare butter me up by saying sister. Mother.
However, Ramona did have her at 12.
Oh. So, is Eli who I have to pay?
Yep. It was all his idea. Mm.
Thank you, Eli.
My idea.
Getting Lauren a job in Shaw's Senate office. And thank you for tolerating her here. She was sad to leave.
Yes, it was sad.
Eli? See, that's why I didn't want to fire Lauren. Her mother was going through a hard time, and she asked me to get her a job.
How do you know her?
She's a family friend. Show a little relief, Eli. I wasn't sleeping with Lauren.
Hello, Greg. Hello, Myra. Hi. Where are we on the money?
Here we are.
What's this? Surveillance video.
These are the store's cameras.
There, see? I don't know what you thought this would prove. This is your mom spanking my son.
Yes, it is. And this is 3 minutes earlier.
Foul.
And this is 3 minutes before that. Now, this woman is an 86-year-old widow named Mrs. Screeker, and she'd like to know who's responsible for several $1,000s in hospital bills.
Your move, Myra. I think it would be best if you accepted our apology, ma'am. It'll make life easier. Let's go.
Let's go.
Where are you?
My room. School. With Mom. I'm so sorry. Dad told me.
Told you what?
You're upset about the Nisa thing.
What's the Nisa thing?
I wanted to tell you. Mom, I really did. I just didn't want to get Nisa in trouble.
Were Nisa's parents there?
Where?
At the abortion clinic.
Yes, but Mom, I didn't know that. And I didn't know what Nisa wanted. It all happened so fast.
I said you could go to check out Boston College.
I saw you leave with your duffel bag.
I know. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Have you smoked pot, Zach?
What?
When you said that you hadn't smoked pot, were you lying?
Mom, here's the thing.
No, Zach.
don't embarrass yourself by saying any more. I'm running for state's attorney.
My parenting skills will be called into question.
I need you to say that I am a good parent. That I knew about your abortion. We talked about it. I gave you all the options. I counseled you to have the baby. I would help take care of it. You decided against that. That was your right. Do you understand?
Why are you running for state's attorney?
Have fun in college, Zach. Mr. Elfman.
Yes, I have to show you something.
I'm running.
Good. Because there's an article coming out about you going into detox for your alcohol addiction.
What?
And there's a photo.
Mrs. Florek.
Mr. Bishop, hi. Is everything all right?
It is. I decided to take your advice and hire another firm.
Good. I think that's for the best.
I'm also saying that you fired me as a client. And I am very upset.
You don't need to do that, Mr. Bishop.
I know, but it's good for you. Oh, here. We can't coordinate, but you can get to me through my associate.
Get to, about what?
Your pack. I mean, the pack that I set up in support of you. 140,000 and counting.
That's...
Yes, the least I could do. There's more money where that came from. We'll be in touch.
Stay tuned for scenes from our next episode. ¶¶